In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison dismisses Labor's policy review as unnecessary. Farmers respond to the federal government's drought stimulus package. Bushfires continue to burn on the New South Wales Mid North Coast. And a win for Melbourne United in the NBL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Matt Kennellan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has dismissed Labor's post-election policy review as unnecessary. The review was conducted by party veterans Craig Emerson and Jay Weatherill and criticised the constant flow of spending announcements throughout the election campaign, saying they raised anxieties among low-income voters over how Labor's spending would affect the economy. The review's 60 findings and 26 recommendations also concluded Labor failed to win the election because it didn't craft a simple narrative unifying its many policies and failed to campaign sufficiently on reasons to vote against the coalition. Mr. Morrison has dismissed the review, saying there was no need for analysis as the Australian people already know why Labor lost the election.
I mean, it's 6 months after the election. Labor's still talking about themselves. We are focused on what the Australians elect us to do, and that is whether it's acting on drought, whether it's dealing with the big challenges we've got in aged care, delivering the tax relief we said we'd do. Labor is focused on themselves. They just simply cannot get past themselves.
Farmers have raised concerns the federal government's announcement of a drought stimulus package is too little, too late. The multi-million dollar package is offering interest-free loans for businesses and farmers struggling with the dry conditions. There are also plans to release 100 gigalitres of water along the Murray River for producers to access at discounted rates to grow fodder. But Wilcannia farmer Wayne Smith says the government should have acted sooner.
I'm not sure that there's that many dairies left in along the Murray. They've had a very, very high water prices and it's forcing a lot of them out. But hopefully it's not too late, we can save a few. It's probably a little bit late for a lot of fodder to be grown this year. I guess 6 weeks ago they could have finished off a lot more crops and hay and things that could have helped out.
Total fire bans remain in place for parts of New South Wales, with strong westerly winds expected to fan bushfires across the state's mid-north coast. Dozens of fires remain active in the state, despite firefighters' efforts overnight to control 70 blazes burning out of control. Watch and act alerts remain in place for Foster, Stockyard Flat and Rumba Dump in the Tappan Tops National Park. Total fire bans are in place for the North Coast, Far North Coast, Northern Slopes, New England and the Greater Hunter region. Overseas now, and six protesters have been shot dead in Iraq as security forces continue to clash with anti-government demonstrators in the capital Baghdad. At least 40 others were wounded in the latest clash, with security forces using live ammunition and tear gas to try to disperse protesters trying to access the Tigris River's West Bank, where a green zone has been established. Hundreds of thousands of people have engaged in protests in the capital across the last month, with protesters demanding political change amid widespread corruption, high unemployment and poor services. More than 250 people have been killed since the unrest began on October 1. People from all sides of Hong Kong's political divide have condemned the brutal knife attack of politician Junius Ho. Legislative Council member Mr. Ho was campaigning for re-election in the district of Tuen Mun when he was attacked on Wednesday. Mr. Ho was stabbed in the left side of the chest by a male attacker before being rushed to hospital. The injury was not life-threatening. Cambodia's most prominent opposition leader, Sam Rainsy, says he was prevented from boarding a Thai Airways flight travelling from Paris to Bangkok. Mr. Rainsy was attempting to return from self-imposed exile to challenge the longtime leader, Prime Minister Hun Sen, and lead democratic demonstrations against him. He says he's ready to risk imprisonment or death by returning to Cambodia to unseat the autocratic leader.
Authority, treat me as a free man. It is the Thai company which says that have received instruction from Thailand. So this is a political issue. It is not their fault. I understand them. They just obey instruction received from Thailand.
To sport and in basketball, NBL veteran Chris Golding has starred for Melbourne United in a 104-101 win over the New Zealand Breakers in Auckland. It was an even first half before Melbourne put up a 33-14 third quarter to establish an unassailable lead. Golding finished the game with 24 points, while United centre Sean Long scored 22 points and 8 rebounds. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 35. Adelaide, a morning shower or two, 18. Melbourne, showers with local hail and thunder, 14. Showers increasing in Hobart, 14. Canberra, a shower or two, windy and 18. Wollongong, becoming windy, mostly sunny and 24. Similar conditions in Sydney, 28. Newcastle, much the same, and 29. Brisbane, hot, windy and sunny, 37. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. I'm Matt Kennellan, and you can keep up to date with the latest SBS news online and via the SBS News app.